Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobgood. Well, UVA's basketball team has returned from Christmas break, and I think they needed that break. And hopefully Mike Scott and Will Sherrill will be back practicing this week, getting ready for the big game on Thursday night against Iowa State. UVA football recruiting is looking good coming down the stretch, and we'll have more on that later. And all of the other Cavalier sports are preparing for big winter spring seasons. We're glad that you've joined us.
Indeed. This is Hobbo. We have another exciting show lined up for you tonight, our Who's Talking Happy New Year edition. We are going to be joined shortly by UVA Associate Head Basketball Coach Richie McKay. He will be followed in the second half hour by a frequent guest, the Sabre recruiting guru Chris Horn, to bring us up to speed on what Frank just mentioned, continued good news on the football recruiting front. So if you have any questions on with regard to players who are still available, call us at 345-0910 when Chris comes on later in the show. We will also be joined in the second half hour by St. Christopher's football coach Michael Turner. So it'll be good to have him on as well. And I guess one of his players is headed to Charlottesville next year. So
none other than Thompson Brown.
Well, look forward to that. Look forward to his contributions to Mike London's programs. As we have said before, there are a number of ways you can follow Who's Talking, and Frank will point that out right now.
Tonight, we welcome all our callers, all our listeners to call in at 345-0910. Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All of our shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage our fans to go to our Facebook page, just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome. And as Jim mentioned, please call tonight at 345-0910. We'd love to hear your thoughts on not only relative to our guests, but also the entire UVA sports program.
Yeah, we'll have Coach McKay on here shortly. So if you have a question for Coach, feel free to call in and ask that as well. Frank, the old Wahoos 8-4. If you'd have told me before the season we were going to be 8-4 at the Christmas break, I would have probably been content with that. The problem is we were 8-3. So I was kind of eager for 9-3. The week before Christmas wasn't the best week for this team this year, with the narrow escape against Norfolk State and then having laid a little bit of an egg against the University of Seattle last Wednesday night right after we went off the air. But big game tomorrow night against Iowa State. Iowa State comes in 11-2. It'll be interesting to get Coach McKay's breakdown on the Cyclones. And then following Iowa State, it's LSU on Sunday, Howard University, I believe, next Tuesday, and then, of course, the big game the following Saturday, January 8th, against the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. So it's going to be four more home games before the Cavaliers go on the road down to Durham, which is going to be a tough trip for anybody this year.
Well, this is an important stretch for the Cavaliers this year, I feel. Having talked to a number of our top fans this week, I get the feeling that, you know, most everyone is keying in on how's Virginia going to do against a high-quality Iowa State team and also an athletic team from LSU. They always feature good forwards, a lot of speed. I'm not sure what Howard has. We'll be studying that more in the days ahead. Very keen to see how the Cavaliers get ready for Thursday night's 8 o'clock tip-off at JPJ against none other than Iowa State. And rumor has it that Will Sherrill is on the practice floor. Mike Scott is moving better. Hopefully Sammy Zaglinski's legs are getting a little bit more rounded out into shape so he can get some more arc on his outside shot, because to this point he's pretty much tearing the paint off the rims.
Well, they certainly need scoring. You know, the Norfolk State game, they scored 50 points and managed to win. You're not going to win that many games scoring 50, and then they had 53 against Seattle. So I think they need to figure out a way not only to continue to play good, sound defense, but need some additional offensive production, and Sammy would certainly be a person that could provide some of that. And Will Sherrill can as well. You know, he's a guy that's fairly steady on the perimeter. He's a four guy that can go out and stretch the defense by being on the perimeter. And if he gets an open look, he's capable of knocking it down, which hopefully will provide a little room for Mike Scott. So we'll see. But between tomorrow night and the following Saturday, a big four-game stretch for the Hoos.
You know, looking at the statistics and the box scores from the last two games, not to put too much emphasis on it, but low number of assists from the guards. Not really understanding how it turned into this, because early in the year, I felt like watching the team, they were very unselfish. Then all of a sudden, it's become almost like a hot potato. Nobody wants to shoot, or nobody wants to drive and dish, or nobody's willing to set the backdoor pick. I mean, something's not going right, and Virginia cannot play with one big man. I think they've got to put two big men on the floor, or at least two players playing down in the low post, Jim.
Well, a lot of it continues to be a matchup situation, and some of the assist thing is Mike Scott not being in the lineup. You don't have that inside-outside situation. I think we may be getting close to having Coach McKay, so let me go ahead and give a little bit of an introduction of Coach McKay. He had a number of stops as a head coach before he came to Charlottesville. He was a head coach at Portland State, at Oregon State, at the University of New Mexico, and prior to that, Colorado State, and then before coming to Charlottesville, he was at Liberty University and was the first person that Tony Bennett called, apparently. Maybe Tony called his wife first, but after he talked to his wife, he called Coach McKay. Coach McKay, are you there with us?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, this is Jim Hopgood and Frank Maloney, who's talking in Richmond. And I thought we would just start, remind our listeners of the connection between you and Coach Bennett and the relationship you've had over the years.
Good question. Actually, Coach Bennett's dad, Dick Bennett, who is arguably one of the best coaches in the college game, or was one of them, he was a mentor of mine when I first got into Division I coaching. I was at Bradley University with Jim Molinari in Peoria, Illinois, and my younger brother, Orlando, got drafted by the Packers. So I went up to watch training camp, and on my way up there, I called Coach Bennett just to see if he'd spend 15 minutes with me to X and O or just talk about his philosophy. And, guys, I got the privilege of spending about 2.5 hours with him. And at the end of that, I was hooked on the system and huge, huge fan of Coach Bennett and his philosophy on life and coaching young people.
Coach, this is Frank Maloney. Good to hear your voice. Their fans, I think, really want to know what's going on with Will Sherrill, and is he going to be available coming up in Thursday's game? And also, how is Mike Scott's ankle?
Frank, good to hear your voice as well. Will Sherrill, who was having a really good senior season, played terrifically well in Minnesota when he got landed on, and all of a sudden we were absent of some 3-point shooting. In case you didn't see the stats of our last game out, Frank, we actually could have used you. I think you could have made a couple of threes. But Will's progressively getting better. He's practicing. He is not 100%. It's not the kind of injury that, if you give it the rest of the year off, it may not be any better, it may not be any worse. So I think he's going to try and play in the next week or two. Whether that'll be tomorrow night or not, I'm not sure. I'm actually out of town recruiting. Mm-hmm. But he did practice today, and he practiced yesterday when I was there. Mike Scott, who, bless his heart, he tried to come back against Seattle U, a week after surgery, 5 days after surgery. And although he didn't have pain, he just didn't have the same wind. He's been a little in and out of practice. I'm not sure he's pain-free yet, and that's a bit of a concern. So we're going to leave that part of it up to Mike, whether he can get out there or not.
Let's just stay on the rehabilitation. Is Sammy Zaglinski 100% now?
I think he is. I think he plays fairly pain-free. Sammy, as you guys know, he's a tough kid. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get out there no matter how he's feeling. I just think his timing is just a quarter of a second or so off, and he just doesn't have his legs under him yet. But the longer the season goes, I think the better he's going to be for us. And obviously, he hasn't shot as well as we know he can. So when he starts doing that again, we'll have a much greater offensive package.
Coach, you guys secured a terrific win out in Blacksburg just a few weeks ago and got off to a good start in the ACC. And I know we've got North Carolina coming to John Paul Jones very soon in between three important games. What are the keys for UVA over these next three games as they prepare to get back into the ACC schedule?
Yeah, that was Frank, right? Great question.
Yes.
I think, you know, for us, as we after we came home from the win against Blacksburg, then to find out Mike Scott couldn't play, well, we had the University of Oregon, who was having a really good year, coming into our place without our best inside presence, and we played fairly well there. Then I think we and credit Norfolk State, we had just had a bad night against a team that looked hungrier than us, and we snuck one out. Well, with one day to prepare for Seattle U and your security blanket, Mike Scott comes back, we never got a good beat on that. Our defense let us down a little bit, which is very atypical of a Coach Bennett coach team. And then we shot it just horrifically. So I think the focus for us since we've come back from the break has been all about making sure we stay together in terms of sharing the basketball, helping our teammates get open, as well as recommitting to the defensive end, because we have a very good Iowa State team coming in our place tomorrow night. They're explosive offensively. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but their point guard, Garrett, is terrific. Two wings are having great seasons, Christofferson and Anderson. Then they got a kid, Melvin Edgem, who's a freshman that we recruited from the Northeast, and he's having a great season. So we got five guys in double figures. Really, really good team. Right after that is LSU's in the SEC, and then we play Howard before we play UNC. So we've got 120 minutes of basketball in John Paul Jones Arena that we really have to get better.
Yeah, Coach, I looked at that Iowa State. They're 11-2, only losses at Northern Iowa and to the University of California at home. And am I right? Mike Montgomery is back at California as the head coach?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Coach Montgomery's doing a great job there, too.
Yeah. So, and as you say, their statistics are really impressive. Very, very balanced scoring. I guess from a coaching standpoint, I guess that's your utopia to have that kind of balanced scoring. So they, I assume they're a veteran team. Anything in particular you do to prepare for them, or you basically try to play Virginia basketball?
Well, they're coached by Fred Hoiberg, who, as you know, is the mayor of Ames, a former player there who is probably the most popular player that's ever put on a Cyclone uniform. He was in the Minnesota Timberwolves personnel. I think he was a GM of the Timberwolves or assistant GM prior to taking a job at Iowa State. And you know what he's done? He's taken a group of returners. He's put an NBA-style offense to their package, and they play soundly defensively as well. And he's given their point guard, Garrett, a ton of freedom. So they're an extremely dangerous team. To play Virginia basketball means take good shots and play good defense. And although I think we did that for 15 minutes of our last game, we're going to need it for 40. Coach's cliche, coach's talk, if you will. But it's sincere and it's pretty simplistic against a very good Iowa State team.
Coach, we may need to take a brief pause here. Can we carry you over the break? Can you hang with us just for a couple of minutes, and we'll keep you through
Absolutely.
The bottom of the hour, and then we'll let you get back on the recruiting trail. We'll be back with more with Coach Richie McKay after this commercial timeout. All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. We have Coach Richie McKay staying with us for a couple of more minutes. Coach, I assume we still got you there.
Can you hear me?
Yes sir. Now, before right. I let Frank ask you a question, I assume somebody told you over in Maui that Rafferty and Billis were ragging on you about holding up those cards with numbers on it.
Yeah, I had a few text messages about that, but I'm still holding up the cards. Sanchez and I
assume those cards mean guard somebody. Is that what they mean?
You know, it's actually our play card system for some offensive execution, and one of the cards, either mine or Coach Sanchez, is a dummy card, and the other one is the live card. So we haven't ran as many set plays as we did early in the season, but it's a good system. Our guys, they have it down. We aren't at the place yet in our offensive package or repertoire to run that system in its entirety. So we're doing a little less than we thought we would, but just in case we need a set play at any time in the game, we're ready to call it in from the from the sidelines. We should do like the Oregon Ducks football team and put personalities on the big 8x10 whatever cards that they have, and maybe we can get pictures of you guys on there along with Billis or some other things that if you haven't seen, it's pretty hilarious on the sideline.
Well, we had cards in my day. It all meant get the ball to Park Hill and get the rest of you get out of his way. That was the number one play.
And that was a good one. I'm not so sure we shouldn't put that back in. See if he can't come back for a special appearance on tomorrow night.
Well, he looks like he could still play.
I know it. I know it. I think he can still shoot it. I'm not sure he's ever been accused of playing defense. But if you play for Coach Bennett, you got to play defense. So it probably helped Park Hill's game out a little bit.
All right. Speaking of defense, Coach, you've got all these nice young players. Are they picking up on the system? You know, Joe Harris and KT Harrell and Barron and Mitchell and Regan and Johnson. Are they picking up on the defense? And how are they coming along as a group?
Yeah, good question again. I think they are picking up on the defensive nuances of our system, but they're young, and we got to continue to be patient with them and not expect perfection. And speaking to them as people, you guys, we have a great group, chemistry-wise. High level of character, young men, really, really high integrity. And just a good fit for the University of Virginia. I mean, our guys are conscientious in the classroom and very good teammates, proud to be members of the community. I think our program is, I know it's headed in the right direction. What our challenge is as coaches is to stay the course, don't get too impatient, don't put the focus all on the end result of the scoreboard at the end of the 40 minutes, because if we just keep getting better on the floor and continuing to, to hold our end up off the floor, I think Virginia basketball is going to be reestablished. And I certainly am confident in our leadership because of Coach Bennett, what he stands for, the way he treats our players, how much pride he has in having his job and being the head coach at the University of Virginia. And just speaking from experience, I think Cavalier Nation should be, Wahoo Nation should be happy that he's in charge. He's got the reins because he's really got special leadership qualities because he's a great person.
Yeah, no question about it. I think between Coach Bennett and Coach London, the two signature programs have terrific leadership. You mentioned the current freshman or first-year class. I should get the Virginia lingo right. speak a little bit, since you've already had letters of intent from Brogdon, Jesperson, and Atkins, talk a little bit about the kids that are coming next year.
Yeah, I'm actually saw Malcolm Brogdon play last night from Greater Atlanta Christian, and I just think he's the kind of guard that embodies our system. He's a very good defender. He can score the basketball, terrific passer. He had a tremendous summer for the Georgia Stars, especially at the Peach Camp tournament in Augusta. And another highly rated kid that we were fortunate to get, Paul Jesperson from Merrill, Wisconsin. His coach is actually a former associate or assistant for Dick Bennett, Tony, Coach's dad, and we found out about him midway through last season and started tracking him, and boy, every time we saw him, he just got better and better, and then he came to our camp, and we just loved his feel for the game. He's got, as he adds strength, he's going to be a high level shooter when he steps on the court, but as he adds strength, I think he's going to really impact us. And then Darian Atkins, who is as local as we've signed this year, very good athlete, another one that has a really good feel for the game, 6'7", 6'8", long arms, very good defender. And as we continue to add strength to his body and get him a little bit more offensive skill development, we really like his upside as well.
Well, Coach, we have really enjoyed having you on the show tonight. I know our listeners have enjoyed it. We hope to bring you back maybe before the ACC tournament. In the time between, I hope you guys have a lot of success, and thank you for coming on Who's Talking.
Hey, guys, the pleasure is mine. Thanks for having me, and let's see if we can't get the W tomorrow, okay?
Absolutely.
Look forward to seeing you there. Good luck, Coach.
All right,
Coach Richie McKay with us. We'll go to our bottom of the hour break and be back with Chris Horn.